This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Now, the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima give their thoughts on what you might have missed about last night.
Gentlemen.
Hi.
So the fight between the Haslam Sports Group and the city of Cleveland when it comes to the Browns playing on the lakefront versus Brook Park, we thought it was over, right? It feels like it is the story that just won't die, because something new came out yesterday. I don't think, in my opinion, it's not that big of a thing, but it is something. So Dennis Kucinich, former mayor of Cleveland, has thrown his hat into the ring, into this fight. And this was first reported by the Fox 8 Eye team. He filed a friend of the court brief to add his legal arguments to the city of Cleveland's attempt to use the Modell law to keep the Browns on the lakefront. He writes, "The city of Cleveland, having invested hundreds of millions of public dollars, holds rights that are firmly rooted in Ohio constitutional law and public policy. The city's statutory and equitable rights under the Modell law remain undisturbed and fully enforceable." Why is Dennis Kucinich
doing
this? Well,
he wants to be known as a guy who fought against leaving the Browns or letting the Browns leave Cleveland.
Do you think it's because he helped write the Modell law and he's just salty that they altered it?
I think part of it is. But I also think that he probably feels very strongly about it. And I think there's others that are doing some political grandstanding. But gosh, the K-Man's got to be how old by now? I know that he kind of did
mid-70s,
late 70s run for mayor. Didn't he kind of make a little bit of a...
Oh, yeah.
You think he might have another run in him?
78 years old.
Yeah, so he's as old as the governor.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised. I admit, it did seem like, oh, you can just change the law in the middle of the night. Kind of does look like that. These laws were on the books, whether they were being executed in this way, the way it was intended, obviously not, because the Browns weren't moving out of state, but they did just change the law. They really did in the 11th hour. So I can understand why that would bother. That probably should bother more people, but I think a lot of people were just ready for this to end. And when they were told that, the money's going to come from this awesome fund that, even though it's our money, the unclaimed funds account, which I laughed. I mean, you'd see that as a terribly written narrative in a movie. Like, oh, that's how they solved the problem. There was a big bucket of cash that nobody had talked about. Isn't that amazing how they figured that out? Like, minor plot point. But
does this $1.2 billion or however much it is just kind of chilling?
Yeah, I think we're all ready for this to be over, and this is getting built.
And why is he doing this now? Like, why did he wait until after the law was passed and signed, and the Haslams have purchased the land in Brook Park?
He's given a lot of interviews before, and he's fought about this before here over the last couple of years. So I will certainly give him that credit. There is something here where, like, okay, Lime and I were excited about the prospects of Brook Park, the new stadium, the fun that comes with that. We're on the record, for better or for worse, that's where we stand on it. But I think Kucinich might have a point here, because there is a little bit of a loophole here that people have to be careful with. It's like, I think they changed it to just the state of Ohio, correct? So you can move anything to Columbus. You can move anything to Columbus if you want to. So it's like, hey, how long's our lease with the with Progressive Field? Don't shoot the messenger. Don't come after me. I'm just pointing it out. That sounds like a weird loophole. And I know Paul Dolan wouldn't move the team from downtown Cleveland. That's for damn sure. The other guy, who knows? I don't think he would, considering he's part of this investment that we just got done talking about.
He's staying.
But he could probably build a Cosm down there in Columbus if he wanted to. I'm telling you, man, there's always, the as Lyman likes to say, the devil's in the details. And just keep that in mind. Keep that in mind.
All right, so Jalen Ramsey's exit from the Dolphins to head to the Steelers seemed very sudden and also very strange, because one of the things that was pointed out is initially the reports of the trade were a one-for-one with Minkah Fitzpatrick and Jalen Ramsey, but then we found out that there are other players in the trade,
yes.
But we found out there was a report yesterday from the Sun Sentinel, and they're reporting that Jalen Ramsey's disruptive behavior is what led to the trade. Ramsey was disruptive in the locker room, and it began to, quote, hurt the culture of the franchise. He would show up late for practice. He would undermine Mike McDaniel. And he also didn't attend OTAs or mandatory minicamp because he was trying to find a way out of Miami in the first place. So all of these things led to Miami just saying, okay, we will trade him for whatever, one for one. We're fine. Let's go. Let's do it. But now all of a sudden you're looking at the Steelers and they've got all these massive personalities in there. If you got Jalen Ramsey with this big personality and Aaron Rodgers with this big personality, do you think that this is going to be too much for Mike Tomlin to handle?
I think that Jalen Ramsey will calm down a little bit. Minkah Fitzpatrick tried to show his ass and ended up getting traded to the Pittsburgh Steelers in that second year.
Yeah.
I mean, he was pretty adamant that he wanted a trade in year two with the Fish. None of that surprises me about Jalen Ramsey. I mean, a lot of these guys, when they firmly want to trade, they're gonna do things to try to get themselves traded. I mean, it's my feeling that we had, what was it, Kelvin Pryor, who got in the fight in the locker room? I think he kind of did it on purpose. I don't think he wanted to be here at that time, and I think he did it on purpose. I think he found his way out, and that was going to be his way out. So this is not foreign.
It would seem to me, though, Mike Tomlin seems like the one coach that he'll welcome all the personality. I mean, think of those Big Ben teams, how much chaos there was going on. I mean, remember, they had Antonio Brown, you know, in-house.
Well, I was going to bring up Antonio Brown because people were saying that about him when he went to the Patriots, that the Bill Belichick and Tom Brady would calm him down, and it didn't. He just got worse.
Yeah, so I don't think this is ultimately going to work. I don't think they're going to make a huge playoff run or anything like that. But I also think that Mike Tomlin's teams, like, you would think they would have all the different ingredients to blow up in his face and have like a 3-win season, the likes that we are very familiar with in Cleveland, just never happens. So he's the one coach that seems to be able to handle all the personalities.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
All right, so let's move on to basketball. Lonzo Ball was practicing at the Cavs facility yesterday, and he spoke to the media. And I also have some audio from him on the Cavs What an Experience podcast. He's very excited to be in Cleveland. And this is what he had to say. This is the What an Experience podcast.
Okay.
I feel like it's just a blessing, bro, to be honest. I mean, everybody keep asking me how I feel about the trade, how you feel about the trade. I'm like, I'm happy to still be playing anywhere. let alone a team that has a real chance to, you know, win a ring.
And then this is Lonzo Ball yesterday talking to the media at the Cavs facility.
Obviously, we know how good the Cavs are, you know, how good they've been in the past. And I think that this year we have a, you know, great chance to go for it all. And that's really all I'm focused on.
So does that make you feel a little bit better about the Cavs? Because I know the exit was rough, that, you know, losing to the Pacers was really, really rough. But now you're hearing someone who's essentially an outsider, right? Because this is his first time playing for the Cavs. It's essentially an outsider perspective, talking about how great the Cavs are. It's a title contender. Like, I'm here to win. We can win. Does this make you feel better?
Well, let me pass it off to Lima here for a second, because you asked a question as well. Like, what kind of fan are you when you get a player who you know is often injured? Are you excited for the possibilities of bringing that guy in as a diamond in the rough, or are you just hoping to get whatever you can out of him?
Look, the thought of Lonzo Ball, his size, his playmaking, if he can shoot it a little better than he did last year, where he's obviously coming off terrible injury and then had the wrist injury all year, the thought is great. I mean, if that guy, if they can bubble wrap him and get him into the playoffs, I think he instantly has a chance to be one of the better playoff performers for them. I just don't have a high expectation that he's going to get to the finish line. That's the unfortunate part, Alonzo Ball. But, you know, I'm to the point too, Ken, where this is the team. Like, they're not moving off. Like, we went through all the emotions like we did the following year and the year before that about whether or not to shake up the core. They're not going to shake up the core, or the deal wasn't there for them to shake up the core. So this is their team. So I have to be excited about Lonzo Ball and obviously Larry Nance Jr. Again, if he can stay healthy, two guys that you haven't been able to rely on staying healthy, if they can, I think you do have a nice, well-rounded basketball team. But it does seem to me like the first reason everybody is giving to not shake up the core has to do more with how bad the Eastern Conference is. And that makes me nervous.
I can't rely
on everybody else.
I can't just rely on everybody else.
Because we did that the year before, and then we got bit by the Pacers out of nowhere, and nobody thought the Pacers. Could that be the Magic a year from now,
Bingo.
Who we know already plays us tough?
Bingo. You mean you got to take care of yourself. You can't just worry about other people failing.
Well, that brings me to my next question, because the Pacers did confirm yesterday that Tyrese Halliburton will be out for all of next season with that torn Achilles that he suffered in the NBA Finals. Do you think the Pacers can win without Tyrese Halliburton?
Win what?
No.
Anything.
I think they can go to playoffs.
How deep can they make it back to the finals? Yeah. Do they have a shot at winning the finals without
Absolutely
him?
Zero, 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 zero.
No.
Right. So you're talking about the health of the East. So now all of a sudden you're looking at this and saying, well, now you're going to have the Pacers without Halliburton. You might need to worry about the Magic, like you brought up. I believe they just extended Paolo Banchero.
Well,
gave him a lot of money.
Yeah.
But, I mean, if you're looking at this and saying, well, the Pacers don't have a shot at winning the finals without Tyrese Halliburton, that should clear up the path a little bit more for the Cavaliers,
if you got to keep
Does that mean we're any more of a championship-caliber team?
No. Do you get to go to the finals, and then do you have I think that would vindicate a lot of the anti-LeBron people if you get to go to the finals. So if you just get to the finals, that's fine. That would be vindicating. But God, if you do not get to the Eastern Conference Finals again, or you get upset by one of these teams and everybody thinks you're going to be better than them, heaven help you. The only thing I would say is you don't know for sure if there was ever anything in the water about LeBron James. But if there was, you know, a lot of those people are going to be going the other way who are arguing against it right now. Coming up at 8:22 this morning, Tim Kirkchin going to join us on the show, ESPN. What is the Guardians' plan to get back on track? Can he make sense of it? And my neighbor has me questioning my worth as a man this morning. That's at 8:01 on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.